You know that phrase, every parent's nightmare? Well, this was one. You're distracted for a split second, the kid disappears into thin air. Well, a massive land and air search was underway in the remote Pilbara today for three-year-old Matilda, who went missing on Nerida Downs Station yesterday. She wandered off from the homestead about 2:30 with a Jack Russell in tow. I can laugh about it now because the ending was a good one. She had last been seen wearing a light green top and pink dress. Now, this station is really remote, about 150 kilometres north of Newman. How big's the property? She wasn't missing in the backyard. 368,000 hectares. 24 hours on, and after a sleepless night, her parents got the news they'd been hoping for. Inspector Craig Parkin from Pilbara Police joins you on the program. Craig, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Firstly, can you describe where Matilda was found?
Okay, so Matilda was found about 2 o'clock this afternoon, wandering 3.5 kilometres from the homestead in between two creeks with the little Jack Russell dog still in tow after being missing for the best part of 24 hours.
Was she still wandering when she was spotted?
Yeah, so she was spotted by one of the station helicopters, which had been out pretty much for the daylight hours, which she'd been missing for. So the helicopter was able to go in and pick her up between the two waterways.
So this kid, this three-year-old kid, has strolled for about 3 kilometres from the homestead over that 24 hours. And I guess none of us know what that 24 hours was like for her.
No, we certainly had some concerns in the start. There's been a significant amount of rain out in the East Pilbara over the last week or so, so all the waterways are full. We really didn't have a starting point. The station owners out there with their staff had started to search themselves, so we deployed police out there late yesterday, and I suppose it shows the spirit of the community up here in the Pilbara. We had SES, so we had 10 police officers out there from neighbouring stations who were deployed straight away. We had local SES, and this morning at first daylight, unbeknown to us, seven horses and riders from the Newman Horse Club also fronted up the station to assist in the search, and it was just fantastic.
And I imagine throughout the morning you're thinking, where is she, and has she ended up near these creeks with all that water?
Yes, well, there was probably a 500 metre radius from the homestead, which was land, and the remainder was actually covered by water. So she's obviously made her way through a creek and found a way onto some dirt and remained there with the dog.
Wow. On the drive program this afternoon, Inspector Craig Parkin from Pilbara Police is talking to us about Matilda, who went missing in this station yesterday afternoon, Nerida Downs Station. Great concerns about her welfare. She took off with a Jack Russell dog. She was found later this afternoon. I saw a picture of her, Craig. Fair to say she looked fairly grubby?
Yes, very grubby, obviously, with the red dirt and red mud up here. And apart from being a little bit dehydrated, was in very good health.
Was she tearful when she was discovered?
No, the only thing she was concerned about that someone had eaten her piece of chocolate cake, which was still in the fridge.
And that is why we love three-year-olds. And what about the dog? The dog was just with her for the duration.
Yep, stayed with her for the entire time. So it was just obviously there to protect her. They both wandered out of the house and just decided to go for a bit of a wander through the scrub.
Tell me about Mum and Dad, Craig. How are they? How were they over the course of 24 hours?
Obviously, very, very distressed. Very, very concerned. We threw as many resources as we possibly could into this. We had aircraft. We brought staff up from Perth also to assist us. All the neighbouring stations who had to travel anywhere between 2 and 3 hours as well. So we wanted to do everything we possibly can for these parents. I spoke to Dad on the phone post, and he was obviously very, very appreciative and obviously quite emotional about finding their little girl, because probably like all of us, the concerns we had around that water to actually find her. And I've just done a debrief with the staff who have just returned here and see the smile on, you know, on the face of the police officers as well, and, you know, the realisation of what they sign up for, because our job it often isn't about the praise that that we get, but I think the police officers realise that, you know, this is the reward that we do get for policing.
I hope everyone goes to their homes and their beds tonight with a great sense of satisfaction, Craig, of a job well done, that the only outcome that would have sufficed. And I guess the only other question to ask is, did anyone eat that last piece of chocolate in the fridge?
Now, apparently the piece of cake was still there. So I think Matilda will be getting into that tonight.
That's great news. Congratulations to you and all those involved in such an important task. And I do hope that it's one of those days where you think, I like doing my job.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, I just want to pass on our thanks on behalf of the WA Police Force to those people who assisted. And it just wasn't the volunteers. It was also the local mine sites who helicoptered in food for our police officers and volunteers. Everyone offered their support here, and the concern around young Matilda over the last 24 hours has really blown us away. So we're just so happy for Matilda's parents and Matilda's family that this has had a really positive outcome.
Thank you so much for talking to us. Inspector Craig Parkin from Pilbara Police. How good it is to be able to relay stories like that. And what do you do with Matilda when you're the parent? I'm trying to think. You kind of hug her really tight and then you go, what were you doing? And then you have to pull back from saying, what were you doing? And then you say, would you like a piece of cake?